Shana Tova Tikitevu. May you be inscribed for a good year. And welcome to the Shofar Ministries Program. This is Dan with the love of my life, Reverend Sheila Crawford.
Well, bless you, darling, and happy new year to all. And if you know Jesus, you have already been inscribed in his book of life. And then every year is a good year. Rosh Hashanah is officially over, and we are now in the High Holy Days, leading to the end of the 40-day season of Teshuvah on Yom Kippur's Day of Atonement that began tonight at sundown until tomorrow at sundown. So instead of meeting you in the air, we are instead back on the air during the most solemn time on the Jewish calendar. Let's praise our Father.
Abba, Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name and all your name. Lord Yeshua, you are our high priest that we honor and adore, for without you we are nothing. Guide us by your light in this increasingly dark world. We lift up to you our loved ones that need your salvation. We pray for the victims in the hurricanes and also beseech your healing power on any sick amongst us and our recent prayer request. We repent for any unpleasing behaviors or any unforgiveness we hold towards anyone. We also lift up to those that may have lost their first love, that in this new year will be totally restored as we lighten up our commitment to you this day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. So we are still here, and based on our current projections, that's kind of a troublesome thought, but it also means more souls will be saved, even though and even through this growing lawlessness and evil.
Actually, it might be a catalyst for salvation.
So true. But let's pray we get a little reprieve with next month's midterm elections.
I still think the Dems will do something.
Maybe an executive order to allow all immigrants to vote.
Now that's a stretch.
Well, perhaps some fraud, as in Florida, where many people have been displaced and will have to mail in their vote. Yeah. Maybe. I guess we'll soon see. So right now, let's read Revelation 3, verse 10, just in case the enemy is throwing doubts your way that you might have a still future rapture.
Because you have kept my command to persevere, I will also keep you from the time of trial, which shall come upon the whole world to test those who dwell on the earth.
The whole earth at the same time as it was in Noah's day, which has a variety of implications, as in the fallen angels. Remember, they were mixing their seed with human women.
Well, evil is trying to defile the human race again.
For sure. Inserting humans with artificial intelligence, nanotechnology by injections, and mixing our DNA with animal cells, resulting in what they term chimeras. Satan's plan is to once again try to corrupt the entire human race. But he will lose again because
we know the rest of the story.
Amen. Okay, anyhow, the phrase, those who dwell on the earth, is one of those idiomatic expressions meaning those left behind because they were unrighteous. Earth dwellers means those who worship the earth more than God. We are just aliens and sojourners till he calls us up and then returns at the end of the tribulation with us as then his wife, Revelation 19:7, to set up his earthly kingdom.
Colossians 3:4.
Mm-hmm. And their test during the tribulation will be to either become a tribulation saint or follow the beast.
So, right now, we play a major role.
Oh, we sure do, to inform others what will happen so they will not follow the beast and take his mark.
Okay, have some news?
Well, as far as the news goes, thank God Ian and Fiona is over. And, of course, continue to pray for the many affected by these terrible disasters. Meanwhile, Russia, after their pipelines to Europe were destroyed, decided to annex the eastern part of Ukraine. And everyone wonders, what is next, since he has threatened to use nukes, but those of less severity?
Or what they term tactical.
But still would probably start World War III, where American soldiers would be called in to fight against Russia. Well, that's a globalist dream.
But Ukraine is still not a NATO country.
Remind Biden of that. So I don't think other NATO countries will go along just for that reason.
Wars and rumors of wars.
I'll say. I do think America had something to do with hitting the pipelines, especially since Biden said he would if Russia went into Ukraine, and we have that on tape.
Yes, it is.
As well, the CIA had warned Germany of soon possible attacks on Nord Stream 1. However, there are many that say Russia did it as a false flag to blame America, since Russia doesn't anymore need those two pipelines, for Nord Stream 1 was barely functional.
And we added more sanctions.
And Nord Stream 2 never did get online. Besides, and this is important, Russia is partners with China's new pipeline into Russia and will also service India and the Taliban in Afghanistan. And Putin's angry at Europe, especially Germany, over helping Ukraine. So, probably doesn't care that much about those pipelines.
You know, I still don't buy it was Russia.
Well, I think I agree. Because the United States benefits the most here. And even the Secretary of State Blinken did call it an opportunity now to once and for all remove Europe's dependence on Russian energy, thereby removing from Putin the weaponization of energy as a means of advancing his imperial designs that he was using.
Okay, you can send your end time question by email to Sheila at shofarministries.net or call the office and leave your detailed message 2-440-834-9006. Or by regular mail to Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. Your love offerings are needed and greatly appreciated, which automatically adds you to our newsletter mailing list. You can also donate on our webpage, shofarministries.net, where all the past radio and instructional teachings are archived for your added learning.
Okay, so after Rosh Hashanah comes Yom Kippur, which began at sundown and is all about being sure that they were righteous, so their name would remain written in his book of life. So to be righteous, they must have a heart for God and believed truly that he would send the Messiah. And now, since Yeshua came, those who believe that God did fulfill his promise and therefore have accepted Christ into their hearts, our names are also written in the book of life.
And that's forever.
So, this would be a good time, I think, to read Yeshua's words in Luke 10, verse 19.
Look, I give you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions,
meaning demons,
and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice that the spirits are subject to you, but rather rejoice that your names are written in heaven.
And we certainly do rejoice.
Mm-hmm.
Never forget that. You know, no matter what you are going through, no one can steal the joy of our salvation. So cherish it. Keep it close. and be mindful to avoid all forms of evil. For the enemy watches you like a hawk for even the most tiniest entrance to tempt your flesh.
So very true.
So, right now, we are in the 7 days of awe, Tishri 3 through 10, that ends tomorrow at sundown on Yom Kippur. The typology here is at the end of the seven-year tribulation, Jesus will literally and personally fulfill Yom Kippur upon his second coming back to earth.
Just like he kept the spring appointments.
And Pentecost by sending the Holy Spirit as recorded in Acts chapter 2.
So, what is the Jewish meaning of the word awe? A-W-E.
Well, it's like having an element of fearful trembling because it is a typological picture of the coming judgment of the 7 years of the tribulation. And it's a testing time when repentance during this 7 years is of the utmost importance before the gates are closed when Yeshua shows up at sundown on a Yom Kippur. And these are called awesome that Joel speaks of in chapter 2, verse 11.
The day of the Lord is great and very awesome. Who can endure it?
Joel is actually prophesying the future dark days of the tribulation before the light of Yeshua returns. You know, every year during these days, which is also called the Yamin Noraim in Hebrew, are the connecting days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, where the Israelites from the Old Testament, and still the Orthodox Jews today, believe that during these final days, if they haven't repented, especially for any unforgiveness, before sundown on Yom Kippur, and also turn around more to God, their name would be taken out of the book of life with possible death on the horizon.
So, a very somber time.
Yes, and as a type of the tribulation, you can see why it is a very serious time.
Well, their last chance, you might say.
Much prayer goes on during these final days, and why the common greeting during this season, and how we open the program, is Lashana Tova Tikitevu.
May you be inscribed for a good year.
Because it also implies, may their name be in the book of life. So, a very big deal to the Jewish communities, as well on Yom Kippur from tonight at sundown to tomorrow at sundown. They do a mandatory 24-hour fast that God told them to do in Leviticus 23, verse 27, by afflicting their souls. So, it's an idiom for fasting.
And, you know, it does have some health benefits as well.
Yes, along with extra prayers that day, if you'd like to fast, of course, you can still begin tonight and count 24 hours from your last meal.
But again, only if you really want to.
Right, for it is no longer required of his church. Or you might want to do a partial fast just to recognize this future appointment that Jesus will keep when he returns at the end of the tribulation at the closing of heaven's gates called the Nilah. And Matthew 24:31 says he will return at the great trumpet sound,
which is blown on Yom Kippur, Leviticus 25:9.
Those who do accept Christ during the tribulation are called tribulation saints.
Makes total sense.
Mm-hmm. But many will die from plagues, weather catastrophes, pestilence, or be martyred, etc. So we can't stress this enough. Be sure to tell those who you surmise might find themselves in the tribulation to repent quickly when they recognize what you said to them actually happened and has come true.
Again, right now, it's up to us.
Right, for who else will?
So please, obey the call.
Don't let them be ignorant when they might believe the lie.
Amen.
Okay, back to our roots. According to Jewish dogma, God assesses the deeds of each person on Yom Kippur and decides their fate for the coming year. And from Christian studies, Jesus will keep that appointment to literally fulfill it at his second coming and decide the fate of those who have not repented and worshiped the beast.
Their names will not be in the book of life.
Praise the Lord. We, his church, has his spiritual kingdom right now in our hearts. And actually, Jesus for us has already spiritually fulfilled all seven plus the Sabbath of his appointments. But now we await his literal physical fulfillment as well.
You know, it's an amazing detail.
I know. The typology of all the fall feasts, and especially concerning the last day scenario, is really mind-blowing. Even more so when correctly comprehended.
And there is more.
Yes, another clue of Yeshua's return on a Yom Kippur is prophesied in Matthew 24:30, where it says,
they all will see him.
Which implies face-to-face, as what Paul said in 1 Corinthians 13:12.
For now we see in a mirror, dimly, but then face-to-face.
Paul is giving us yet another great clue that Jesus' second coming to earth is like when Moses, who is a type of Christ, first used this idiom in Exodus 33:11 by saying he saw God face to face, even though it was God's back. He talked person to person with him.
And that was Moses' second return from being with God.
Exactly. Moses is a picture of Jesus who came down from being with God the second time, which was calculated by rabbis to be on Yom Kippur.
The pieces fit perfectly.
But there is still more. Israel's high priest could only enter into the Holy of Holies on Yom Kippur to atone for the sins of Israel. And it too, even with all the smoke, was termed as seeing God face to face.
No wonder it's an idiom for Yom Kippur.
Exactly. So to repeat, Jesus will fulfill personally his fifth appointment of Rosh Hashanah, or Feast of Trumpets, at the resurrection / rapture. Then he returns after our 7-year honeymoon on Yom Kippur, thus keeping the sixth appointment out of seven that God made with man way back in Leviticus 23.
Then there's only one left, the Feast of Tabernacles.
Which actually has a double fulfillment, for it's also on his earthly birthday of Tishri 15. And he will usher in the millennial kingdom.
That we will discuss next week.
And by the way, Jesus' real birthday this year in 2022 is October 9th at sundown until October 10th at sundown. Oh, saints, please remember, God organized these detailed requirements for his first chosen Hebrew people with definite customs using particular phrases so that Jesus, who was also Jewish, would use in order to give us huge clues to thereby learn how it will be with us, and confirmed in Romans 15:4.
That the things written before is for our learning.
Yep. Okay, it's time to read it in Leviticus 23:27-28.
The 10th day of this 7th month.
And after Exodus 12, that would be Tishrei.
The Day of Atonement. It shall be a holy convocation.
Meaning rehearsal.
For you, you shall afflict your souls.
A term they use for fasting.
And offer an offering made by fire to the Lord. And you shall do no work on that same day, for it is the Day of Atonement, to make atonement for you before the Lord your God.
And honey, also read verse 32.
It shall be to you a Sabbath of solemn rest, and you shall afflict your souls on the 9th day of the month at evening. From evening to evening, you shall celebrate your Sabbath.
And in Hebrew, Sabbath is Shabbaton, and that means the extra Sabbath. Growing up Catholic, it's like an extra holy day there. Therefore, another name for Yom Kippur is called the Fast, also named the Day of Atonement, because in Exodus 32, Moses said he would go up the mountain to pray atonement for the people.
Oh, yeah, because of the golden calf incident.
Returning with the new tablets on Yom Kippur, as Jesus will also, he'll return on a Yom Kippur with a new covenant. Yom Kippur is also called the Day of Judgment to the unrighteous goats, the Antichrist, and the false prophet.
It's also called a Day of Redemption.
Yes, for the righteous sheep, Matthew 25, who will then enter his kingdom and partake of the marriage supper, ushering in the Feast of Tabernacles. So now, let's talk about the two goats, of which one would be offered up to the Lord, but the other goat, a scapegoat, was for the sins of Israel, as commanded in Leviticus 16:21.
Aaron shall lay both his hands on the head of the live goat, confess over it all the iniquities of the children of Israel, and all their transgressions concerning all their sins, putting them on the head of the Azazel, the scapegoat, and shall send it away into the wilderness by the hand of a suitable man.
Now, according to the writings of Enoch found with the Dead Sea Scrolls, Azazel was the name of one of the leaders of the fallen angels who descended on Mount Hermon, which remained a gathering place of demonic gods from ancient days. This is the same area where Jesus in Matthew 16:18 proclaimed, while pointing to the caves at Mount Hermon of the god named Pan, that the gates of hell shall not prevail over the church. You know, Dan and I visited the foot of this mountain, and in defiance of the devil, we were baptized in front of those caves at the mouth of the Jordan River and openly proclaimed Christ.
You know, that was an exhilarating time.
Oh, yes. Anyhow, Azazel specifically taught men the art of warfare, of making swords, knives, shields, and armor, and taught women the art of ornamenting the body, dyeing the hair, and painting the face, and also revealed to the people the secrets of witchcraft, leading them into wickedness and impurity, until at last he was, at the Lord's command, bound hand and foot by an archangel and chained to the jagged rocks of Tartarus, where he is to abide in utter darkness until the great day of judgment, when they are all led out upon the earth. And you can read that in Jude 6, 2 Peter 2:4, Revelation 9, and Isaiah 26. But will finally, at the end of the millennial kingdom, is cast into the fire forever.
Revelation 20:14.
And according to the Mishnah, the historical writings by Josephus, a red sash was tied to the scapegoat named Azazel and led out to the wilderness, where the sash was then placed on a nearby rock, which is a type of Jesus. After the goat was pushed over the cliff, the red sash would turn white and showing their sins were atoned for. They would then wave it as they ran back to the temple and tied it to the front door. The Mishnah also states around 40 years before the destruction of the temple. So, around the time of Jesus' death, the sash stopped turning white. Why? Well, Yeshua's death freed them. The goat was no longer needed, which is why the temple would soon be destroyed. Please read Joel 2:15 for yourself. It's got a lot of Yom Kippur terminology in it. And I'm going to leave you with the Aaronic blessing. The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Till next time, Sha'alu Shalom Yerushalayim. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Those who love her, well, you're going to prosper in multiple ways. Shalom till next time.
Thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.